My name is Ava McAllister. I am 14 years old. Today is November 23rd, and I am speaking to my Oma, who is my Oma. And we are recording this interview in Richardson, Texas. Yeah.
Your Oma, you want to say, is my grandmother then?
Oma means grandmother in German.
Well, I know.
I'm recording it.
Okay, where did you grow up and what was your childhood like?
I grew up in Germany, more west of, southwest of Germany, in Heilbronn. I was born in Heilbronn. And my childhood, I don't remember too much when I was 1, 2, and 3, because we had a war. The war was going on. And we always ran to the shelter. Yeah, but after that I remember it was really good. It was nice.
Did you like going to school? Why or why not?
I like going to school.
What was your favorite part about school?
Maybe to meet some friends, to see a few friends.
And tell me about a teacher or other adult that impacted your life while you were growing up.
Yes, it was a man teacher. His name is Mr. Lang. I was learning when he taught us. You were learning more. We had him in sixth grade, and and he really pushed math. He was
Do you like math?
Yeah, I still use a lot my head and write it down. I don't use the calculator.
I have to use a calculator. I'm really bad at
math. Yeah, I like math. Mm-hmm.
Has your life been different from what you imagined as a teenager?
Now? You mean now? Mm-hmm.
Like, whenever you were a teenager, did you think you would be where you are now? Or did you imagine yourself different?
I believe I accepted it and I thought I was where I was now. In those days, you accepted where you were. You were grateful, you know.
How do you feel about this past election?
This past election?
Yeah. Donald Trump got elected as president.
At the time when he was elected and he was talking and had his speeches, I liked some of the things he said. And I trusted that he would do good.
What was it like to vote for the first time?
Oh, that was a long time ago. It was fine. I was a little bit reserved because I was not used to it, so.
What does civic participation mean to you? And by civic participation, it means like jury duty, voting, that kind of stuff.
What that means to me?
Yeah, what does it mean to you to be doing stuff for the country, such as voting and jury duty?
Well, I believe it's important. You know, to what you think and what you feel and what you believe in, mainly what you believe in, to do some good for the country. I believe to do some good for the country.
Tell me about your parents.
My parents? But they were nice. They were fun. It was just a different life at that time in 1940, growing up in 1940 and 50. But it was fine. Oma was kind of modern.
What are some of your favorite traits about each one of your parents? Like, what are things that you value from each of your parents?
Oh, my mom was a very good mom, and she was very talented as far as how she could do almost anything as far as the house concerns, cooking, knitting. She could do almost anything she wanted to, even a little gardening too. Anything. Cooking, very good cooking. And she was a very good person. And Opa was a very talented person. I thought he was smart and he was very talented in playing his harmonica and a lot of things he was talented in.
Did you learn cooking from your mom?
Not much. I was a little lazy.
You're a good cook, though.
Yes, some of these I remembered. I remembered some of those recipes. Oma cooked very good. She was a very good cook. No, I went the last year in school in eighth grade. We went to cooking school for a year. We had a choice.
What about your grandparents?
I never knew my grandfather. I really liked my grandfather. He passed away when I was 15. Oh. I never met my grandmother. She died when, you know, before I was born. So my other grandparents. Now my other grandfather, I was born, but I never knew him.
Out of all the family members you have either known or heard stories about, who do you think lived the most interesting life and why?
In these days, you... interesting life.
Yeah.
They all worked hard. Everyone worked hard when I grew up at that time period. You know, my aunt, I really liked a lot. They were farmers. I really liked her a whole lot, but they all worked. They didn't have much time, you know. And then my uncle, he made windows. I liked them and I liked his wife. And we had a lot of talented people in the family. We had a big family.
Tell me about the love of your life.
Well, the only one I knew was your grandfather, Tom Leonard. So he was about the only one. Before that, I didn't have any loves.
Okay. These are really hard questions towards the end. I try to start out with the easier questions. No, you talk fine. Tell me about one of the most important people of your life. Like some of the most important people in your life that...
Well, my mother was the most important. I really loved my mom. I never wanted to leave, actually, because of her. She was the most important person. And then after that, your grandfather.
Tell me about the person who has had the greatest influence on you, and what lessons did they teach you?
But there again, my parents had more influence on me. And then I had an aunt, she was... And some people I was very young I met. I met a doctor, Lieutenant Colonel Lebowitz, and he was a doctor, he was a Jewish doctor. And I visited their home, and his daughter was my age. I was teaching her mathematics, and I was invited there. I feel like they had some influence.
What kind of
with
lessons?
My English, because I was learning English in school.
What kind of lessons did they teach you? That, like, lessons that you learned as a kid and...
Well, I kind of was more surrounded by the daughter. Her father was always going. He was a doctor, and he went to another city to work. I still think Opa was, because my father was very talented in everything he did. He could play music, he could draw, he could write poems, he could do anything he wanted to do.
Tell me how you would like people to remember you.
Do what?
Tell me how you would like people to remember you.
As kind and young. In my heart, stay always young, even when I'm 90. I wanted to be a little funny. I want to have a good character. I want to be remembered. And I have faith in God.
Thinking about future generations and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there wisdom or advice you would like to share with them? So, future generations, they will be hearing this recording and being learning about, like, you. And so, what is some wisdom or advice you would like to share with the future generations?
I believe they should have a good education, and I believe they should when they're very, very young, obey their parents, if good as possible, if they have good parents, and try the best they can in school, or if they have some talents, to try to do some, you know, have some talents.
Because people, like, 100 years from now, they're going to be hearing this recording because... it gets sent to I'm pretty sure, like, the Library of Congress.
Yeah.
It's getting sent there, and people, like, hundreds from years from now, yes. they'll be able to hear yes. this.
I believe that's very, very important to me. First of all, your upbringing, but I really think it's very, very important, the most important to have faith in God, that He's our Creator. That's the most important thing, besides, you know, besides everything else.
Okay, that's it.
Did I do okay?
Yeah, you did great.